The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
So Mari's asking, hey, I saw your training on team culture, which, by the way, I'm just a weirdo kitty cat, and I just give credit where credit's due. I learned anything about team culture, I learned from Larry and Taylor Thompson. They're amazing, diamond clients of ours, love them to smithereens, and they're just incredible. They're speaking at our event in September. We're very, very excited. And so she's asking, I saw your training on team culture, and how do we know when to encourage them to go for more? How do we know when to encourage people on our team to go for it? And so to recap, because I'm going to assume that many of you did not see my training on team culture. So Larry and Taylor Thompson, they break it down. They say 80% of people in any network marketing team have the desire level. Okay, because this is not, when I say these percentages, I'm not saying these are the results. These are the desire levels. Okay, 80% of any network marketing team, and I just believe this is the case. I have zero evidence that there could possibly be that this isn't accurate. 80% of any network marketing team has the desire level of $0 to $500 a month. Okay, they get to $500 a month, happy as can be. They're at zero a month, they could be happy as can be. Makes no sense. Aren't you here to make money? Let me ask you this question. How much do you think people spend on therapists to feel better? Do you think there are people out there that spend maybe thousands of dollars a month to feel better about themselves, maybe hundreds of dollars a month to feel better about themselves? Yeah, that's the answer. So if someone is part of a movement and someone attends great events that fires them up, pumps them up, they high-five people, they take selfies, they feel fantastic, they use the product, they love it, Isn't that okay? All right. So 80% of any network marketing team, $0 to $500 a month, good to go. 15%, $2,000 to $3,000 a month. 5% have the desire level to make $25,000 or more a month. Now, 5%ers never believe that. Like, baloney. They all want to make more money. They don't have the desire level to make the same kind of money that you do. They don't. And so 5% have the desire level to make $25,000 or more per month. But what happens? Okay, what happens is the leader says, how do I get my people producing more? How do I get them really rocking it and making more money, right? And they discard anybody that isn't at their level of desired income, even if they're happy. And so the two analogies that I use is, let's say you go to the gym and you're just a casual gym goer, right? You're like, you know what, I'm gonna get my burn on. You go in there, 20 minutes on the bike, you catch up on ESPN, Ocho, you go down, you do, you know, 15 sit-ups, you're feeling great. You go over to the, you know, get your chocolate banana peanut butter milkshake that's 11,000 calories and totally, you know, you just wasted all that stuff and you're walking out. And the gym owner steps in front of you. Hey, how you doing, buddy? You know, I noticed you've been coming in here, and you know, to be honest, I'm not seeing any gains. You know, I just want to see if you're serious or not. And you're like, well, I just kind of come into the gym. I just lift a little bit. You know, I'm not super serious, but I love your gym, man. Love the shakes too. Well, you know, we're really looking for competitors here. We're looking for people that are going to compete in the strongman contest and the muscle guy contest and the rip dude contest and, you know, cross-fitting anchors and chains. And, you know, we want people ripping phone books. And, you know, I would suggest you consider getting a little bit more serious. And so let's just think about it just for a second. This person is paying a gym membership. Do we like that? Do we like people paying a gym membership if I'm a gym owner? Yeah. Do we like people on autoship paying an autoship every month? Yeah, we do. And so you leave the gym kind of bewildered and like kind of challenged and shit, right? How many times do you need that to happen before you leave that gym and stop your autoship? Your gym membership. And so if the 80%ers in that gym who aren't serious about breaking boat anchors and flipping tires, right? So if the 80% of the people at that gym that are paying a monthly fee aren't serious, right? If they're treated like there's something wrong with them, if they're treated like it's not okay for you to have moderate health and wellness goals, if they're treated that way, when do they leave? The second time they feel that? The first time? The third time? So if you want to reduce your team, just go to the largest percentage of them and say, hey, losers, how come you're not doing more? How come you're not ripping phone books? I mean, recruiting more people. How come you're not prospecting till your face is off? How come you're not skipping the reunion and avoiding your children so that you can attend opportunity meetings every single night? You want to turn them off? You want to have them mosey on down the road to go to another company and get on autoship with somebody else? Just do that. Perfect plan. Works every time. Now, other analogy. Was that helpful, by the way? Was that helpful? That help you out a little bit? So love them. Casual gym dude that actually gains half a pound every time he attends the gym because of the chocolate banana peanut butter milkshake. You're paying me a monthly membership? High five. High five. Selfie. With the shake. Right? Love them. Totes cool. Nothing wrong with it. So I'll give you one more analogy, and then I'll answer your question. Okay? So another analogy. You go to church, man. You're feeling good. You're praising the Lord. You got your nice tie on. Kids dressed to the nines. You go in there feeling good. Collection plate goes around. Pow! Right? You drop it. You're feeling generous. 20 in there. Pow! Making it rain. And so collection plate goes around. You're feeling good, right? You did your duty. I'm making it happen. As you're mosey on down, you know, you're feeling good. It's a great Sunday. And you're mosey on down. You're walking out the door and the pastor steps in front of you. Hey, I noticed you didn't sign up for the missionary trip. I noticed you didn't sign up to start the seminary school. You know, I just thought you were pretty serious about God, but, maybe not. Well, I don't know. Same scenario. How many times you got to hear that before you go to a different church? Once? Two times? Three? How many times till you're made to feel like you don't belong, like you're not enough, like you're disappointing people before you say, I'm out of here, man. This sucks. So one thing that LFG taught me, the Lisa Grossman, you may have heard of her, she said people stay where they feel good. They stay where they feel good. You want people to leave? Make them feel bad. So what's the distinction? Do we just hug everyone and say, your level of success is totally cool, right? Is that what we do? No, there's a couple things you do. Number one, you're the example. So you want more producers? You want to inspire some people? Be the inspiration. Be the inspiration. You got 42 kids, you got 13 jobs, you got tough challenges, you're in, chapter 11, you get foreclosure. Go create success anyway. That will lift people. People will see you go and create success. It's not some miracle speech. It's not, I watch Braveheart and I'm painting my face, freedom, right? That doesn't work. You going and being the example, you being the inspiration, you stepping it up and saying, hey, here's how I roll. That's number one. Number two, you find out who wants to make it rain. And so if someone comes to me, I'm not going to assume that just because someone's in my team that they just want to be a top earner. Well, I just assume you're here. You must be, you want to be a $1 million earner. I'm not going to assume that. I'm going to ask them, hey, what, why are you here? What do you hope to accomplish? What fires you up? How can I best serve you? And if they say, I want to be a top earner, I'm going to say, whoa, slow her down a notch. Let me just ask you this question. Are you coachable? Are you coachable? Now, if you're telling me you want to be a top earner, and you tell me you're coachable, I'll share with you some steps. I'll share with you how to get there. But I got to find that out. I'm not going to assume that every gym member wants to be Hercules, All right. I'm not going to assume that every person that, you know, comes through the church wants to be pastor of the year. I'm not going to assume that. I'm going to find out what goals do you have? And if someone says to me, hey, you know what? I got a real high paying job. And honestly, I'm just here because I really like you guys. I like hanging out. I'm going to say, I like you too. High five. Selfie. Who am I to say success is only looks like this if you're a crown ambassador, double black diamond, right? Who am I to say that's what your success needs to look like? I have nothing to do with that. Now, if they want to step it up, I'll show them steps. But if they're totally cool, going to each event, just hanging out, loving everybody, awesome. Love you too. Glad you're here. Stick around. And if you keep them around the campfire, might they increase their level of desire? If I'm being an example and I'm working with the people that are coachable, might their desire change? It might. And by the way, one distinction that I got from, again, from Larry and Taylor Thompson, just amazing gurus, one distinction I got from them is desire can alter forwards and backwards. Okay? What does that mean? Well, have you ever seen someone really push hard to hit that, you know, diamond level, and then they kind of calm down a little bit? Now, if you want that person to leave, just make them feel bad. Hey, you hit diamond, and now I don't see you at all the events. What's up, bro? What's up? What's up? What's up? Right? Just make them feel bad, and then they'll say, well, this sucks. I worked so hard to get this thing, and now I'm treated like, you know, I'm less than. Screw it. I see top earners leave their companies all the time because they're made to feel bad. You know what? If someone goes and hits $100,000 a year, $1 million a year, whatever, billion a month, whatever, right? And they want to take her easy, spend some time with the kids, good for you. Thanks for showing what's possible. Awesome. If you ever get refired back up, here we are. I'm going to be here doing my thing. Would love to have you, but totally cool if you got to skip the event. It's okay. The problem is a lot of times companies and other leaders think that when you reach a certain rank, you better show up every darn time. You better be the example. Hey, man, you worked your butt off. You hit a rank. You want to take some time off? Good for freaking you. I hate the idea of just grind till you die. Like, who the hell wants to do that? Right? This whole, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk message. And by the way, hey, I like some of Gary B's messages. But this whole grind, always, who needs to see the family, right? That is a terrible message for our youth. It's a terrible message for human beings. I ain't with it. I ain't with it. Why would I want to work so damn hard to gain my freedom just to never have any freedom, right? And so that's my take.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.